Along the shore of Lake Ontario in Whitby, the only visible reminder of Camp X is a plaque and three flags on a large raised parcel of land. Local historian Lynn Philip Hodgson is an expert on Camp X. He's written 8 books on the subject.
It was a spy training school, but it wasn't just spies. It was also secret agents, saboteurs, and assassins.
The top secret training school during the Second World War is known as Intrepid Park, the code name for the Canadian soldier and spy master William Stevenson, who created the Whitby Training Facility. It became the inspiration for the movie A Man Called Intrepid.
Troops at Dunkirk will now be attacked from the west. Operation Dynamo.
Many consider Stevenson to be the real-life inspiration for James Bond creator Ian Fleming.
Name's Bond. James Bond.
Ian Fleming was interviewed shortly after the war. He talks about the fact that he was trained. He said, I can't go into details because of the Official Secrecy Act. I'll get into trouble in Great Britain. But I trained about 30 miles outside of Toronto at a secret base.
But there are no records of guests or visitors for security reasons. The camp was such a secretive fortress that locals knew to stay away.
And they would say to you, wherever you came from, go back. And this is your one and only warning. If you come back here, we shoot to kill and ask questions later.
I'm Christine Ross for Zoomer Radio.